Hi, I'm Ripley.
Hi, I'm Avery.
Today we're going to be talking about the mysterious death of Anastasia and the Romanov family. So, Avery, how are you today?
Good, Ripley. How are you?
I'm doing great. Are you excited for this?
I'm so excited to answer all the questions about the deaths and the Romanov family. Do you know anything specifically about the deaths and the families before we start?
I just know that some people have been claiming to be Anastasia, and they're probably not.
Well, I have some facts about that as well that I'm going to be telling you today. I've also heard some new stuff recently that I wasn't prepared to talk about, but I'm going to add in right now, that the family, it didn't mention in most books, but the family was thrown into a well, actually.
Really?
Full of water, and then the grenades are thrown in, but I'll also be talking... I added that in at the end, so I can talk about that later.
Okay. So are we ready to get started?
I'm so excited. Let's go.
Okay, so our first question. How did the mystery of Anastasia get started?
Well, there's a bunch of reasons on how it got started by a bunch of different people. But the actual one of how it got started was when they were going to shoot her family because they had become a liability. And they couldn't have any liabilities around because that caused problems. So they decided to go take all the family and children to a different place and separate them. And they said the family would be okay, safe, and everything. But they ended up taking them and they started shooting them. But right before they started shooting, Anastasia was so shocked by what was happening that she had fainted.
Interesting. So after Anastasia passed out, did they still shoot at her or think she was dead?
After Anastasia passed out, they did think she was dead for partial of the time, but afterwards they realized that she was still breathing, and so they decided to make sure everyone was dead. So they went back through and kept shooting again, but what they didn't know is that she had jewels sewn into her dress to help keep her safe from the gunshots, even though they weren't planning on gunshots. So they did help her survive for a little bit, but not long.
Okay, so for question number 3, did the jewels sewn into Anastasia's dress help keep her alive?
Yes, the jewels in Anastasia's dress did keep her alive for a little bit, but when they figured out that she was breathing, like I said earlier, they went back through to all the families and they shot them all in the heads and then the necks because they couldn't have any of the family still remaining alive.
So there were rumors that other women were claiming to be Anastasia.
Although there were many rumors of other women claiming to be Anastasia, none of them were true. Anastasia had died with the rest of her Romanov family that day when they got shot. There were other women that said they were Anastasia, but the rumor was that they were all claiming to be Anastasia so they could get the Romanov family fortune, because the Romanovs were rich. Next question.
Okay. Why did they kill the Romanov family?
There was many reasons that they killed the Romanov family. The main one is because they were a liability, but then there was other ones like they could threaten the rest of the society or whatever. And then they could cause more problems than what they needed, so they thought it'd just be easier to completely get rid of the family overall so they didn't have to worry about it anymore. So that's why they decided to go separate the Romanov family to a different place to kill them, so no one else knew that they were actually getting killed because it was unfair.
So would this, be allowed during this day and age?
In this day and age, that would be considered as a murder because it is against the law. Even though you're doing what you think is best, it's against the law because there's really no point in killing the Romanov family overall. So it's just a big murder.
Okay. So why were the remains of the Romanov family never found?
There's many reasons the Romanov family were not found. One of the main reasons is the Romanov family wasn't found because after the shootout, they had separated them all, and then they had shoveled them up in a very gruesome way, actually. And then they threw them into a well full of water. And then after they threw them into a well of water, they sat there, they drank, they had a big old party about it. and then they grab grenades, dozens and dozens of grenades actually, threw them in the well to make sure the job was done so they didn't have to worry about the Romanov family. They did this, and in the process, they ended up killing one of the last remaining pairs of the Russians' last imperial dynasties.
So after that, the monarchy was basically dead.
Yes, the monarchy was basically dead after the erasing of the Romanov family.
Very interesting. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
There's a lot of information behind it, and I got some of my information from sources. I got some from background knowledge and other interviews that I did with other people that are higher than me. And then there's other stuff, like some of the household staff. They weren't like killed as like nicely and as quickly as the Romanov family were. Some of them were stabbed very gruesomely. And then there's a bunch of other things like. Yeah, it was just crazy, rough mystery. And the family was never to be found again afterwards, so the rumors of all of it were mostly non-existent and not real.